Rashad Green.
Hey. Oh, hey.
Break them down, man. James on three.
Jazz on three. Jazz on three. One, two, three.
Jazz.
Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley at the end of rookie minicamp. Gorgeous Saturday at the Florida Blue practice field. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with you. The rookies finished minicamp on Saturday afternoon. But, of course, the big topic all weekend, Dante Fowler Jr.'s injury. It was announced late yesterday that he tore the ACL in his left knee. It was good to hear from the third overall pick today. In a difficult situation, he came to the podium just afternoon today smiling and seemingly ready to take this challenge head on. And his head coach knows he has a special guy in the building.
I'm very optimistic after a chance to meet with him. I mean, his spirit, I see why we drafted him when we did. His spirit, his mindset going into this, I don't know. I find it hard to be matched. And I think that was, for me, my concern was to know how he's going to handle it. Once I had a chance to visit with him, know what he's going through and how he's going to attack this, very optimistic.
I love this game so much. You know, I don't care about the injury because, you know, I know what this game comes with. So I'm not out there, you know, thinking about this. I know, you know, every player or something like that, I'm risking myself. And not just the game of football, you know, I put myself in a situation. I signed my name on that dotted line, and, you know, I knew what I was getting myself into. And it's just one of them unfortunate things right now. You know, it's something we'll go through now. But, you know, in the future, a year now from now, we'll be all smiling again, talking about, you know, me sacking people. So.
We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier and talking about Dante Fowler Jr. It was interesting to see him at the podium today. A lot of smiles and energy from him.
Well, I was just writing my editorial on this topic, and you know, some of the stuff I was talking about was exactly what you say. Here's this guy who's injured, who has a long process ahead of him, and yet he's talking optimistically, he's smiling, and it's so convincing you almost believe it. And you know, and I think that's just his outlook on life. And Gus Bradley, when he was talking about it, made that comment. Here's a guy who we picked number three in the draft, and he had a better feel for why that was the case after this has happened. So as much of a negative it is, and it is a negative, he's not going to be on the field for a long time, they have found something out about him, and they feel like he's got a chance to turn this into something good in the long term.
And it is a long-term thing for him, but it begins maybe in a couple of weeks. They're not sure of the exact date of surgery yet, but it'll be interesting to follow his process in rehab.
Well, and if there's a positive, it's that it happened now and not in November or not in September, because you would think with 15 months, it's not an injury anymore that has to take an incredibly long time, meaning it's not a two-year injury to be on the field. I think it still is a two-year injury to be at a peak. But certainly you would expect by 2016 for Dante Fowler to be able to rehab, to be as strong as possible going into that season. That's the best they can hope for, unfortunately, at this point.
And for the Jags, they do have some depth at that position. Mm-hmm. Now, overall, the rest of the camp, it went on today, of course. Time marches on. What stood out otherwise from Fowler?
Well, it's always tough to get a real feel during a mini camp where it's pads. I mean, it's no pads. It's shorts. His helmet. But from talking to people and from watching, if you didn't notice TJ Yeldon out there, then you weren't watching. Very quick feet, agility, talking to Gus Bradley, talking to Dave Caldwell, who's coming off the field. He's the first guy they mentioned. You would hope that's the case. He's a second round pick and a top 36 guy, supposed to be special. But sometimes when you watch guys out here in minicamp, you don't notice anything that stands out. With Yeldon, I'm sure you noticed him. He's a Crimson Tide guy, so you probably followed him from the start. But even if you weren't, special feat, and he looked the part on day one and two, so that's a good sign.
And we'll see moving forward. A couple weeks away from OTAs and the veterans and the rookies on the field together. John, we'll look forward to seeing your full coverage of rookie minicamp a little later.
Looking forward to it, JP.
Senior writer John Osier joining us. Some other notes from Saturday. Attendance 1,593. That's on top of over 1,100 on Friday. And Jags fans always come through, of course. A solid weekend of attendance for rookie minicamp. And those folks got a good look at Rashad Green, the fifth-round pick wide receiver from FSU. He's hoping to compete for a slot type of role at receiver, but he's also very confident in his ability as a punt returner, and he should offer some nice competition at both spots. Also, defensive tackle Michael Bennett from Ohio State did not practice this weekend full, off to the side, very light. He's just staying safe after a hamstring injury at the Buckeyes Pro Day. That patience should pay off down the line.
I think 2 days, if you're under a good
staff and good program, you can get a lot healthier. So I'm trying to learn as much as possible, get back as soon as possible, and, you know, get a feel for the guys.
Well, that's it for rookie minicamp. The first of 10 OTA practices is Tuesday, May 26th. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.